Giorgio.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, April 23rd, 2020. on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and dystopic ride it is. We were interrupted yesterday at the end of yesterday's broadcast. And so we will see. We'll see what happens today. But I don't know about you. I'm fairly disheartened these days. I'm speechless, really. Because it's obvious what's happening. Tucker Carlson did a pretty good job last night, I would say. Performance art notwithstanding. But it's astonishing. I guess nobody understands how inflation works or the scheme that central banking is. No one cares to know that the Federal Reserve admits that it is not part of the federal government, St. Louis Fed, who owns the Federal Reserve banks. In plain English, they put it up there. Lots of stuff disappears from Wikipedia and all kinds of places, Council on Foreign Relations website, RAND Corporation, RAND.org, CSIS. Things vanish, but the Federal Reserve remains brazen still to this day on the page. The first paragraph reads on this page titled Making Sense of the Federal Reserve. Who owns reserve banks? Who owns them? The Federal Reserve, oxymoron. The Federal Reserve banks are not a part of the federal government, and the word not again is italicized, as I always mention. The Federal Reserve banks are not a part of the federal government. We could end the show right there. We could end this broadcast right there. The Federal Reserve banks are not a part of the federal government. But they exist because of an act of Congress. Their purpose is to serve the public. Serve the public up on a platter. So is the Fed private or public? And like all good fascist machinery these days, and we just get more and more of that, don't we? But don't worry, Donald Trump's on your side. Surrounded by swamp creatures everywhere. But you know what? It's seventh dimension chess. Just wait. Just wait for it. So, continuing into the next paragraph, the answer is both. While the Board of Governors is an independent government agency, the Federal Reserve banks are set up like private corporations. Well, they're just set up like private corporations. It doesn't, you know, actually say no. But you know what? We've been unable to ascertain exactly out in, you know, broad daylight exactly who does own reserve banks. Isn't that clever? Isn't that cute? Who owns reserve banks? Answer? No answer. You know, the esoteric the finger on the lips, you know, that's what you get on this page. Chances are, odds are, if you're reading this page, it ain't you, because they don't read this page. They know that. I mean, why do they have to read the page? The small contingent of families that own the Federal Reserve banks, the member banks, you know. And, you know, again, Quigley wrote the Anglo-American establishment. I mean, the book description on Amazon still reads, Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes. Quigley explains how these men worked in union to begin their society to control the world, explains how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. And remember, this was building on his earlier work, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, in which Quigley wrote that the means of controlling the economies of all the nations was the central banking scheme. Even name names. And the apex of the system is the BIS, the Bank for International Settlements. It's astonishing. You know, John Adams all the perplexities, confusions, and distresses in America arise not from defects in their Constitution or Confederation. People say, well, the Constitution wasn't written for you and me. Well, I say, that's fine, but let them prove that. Let them come right out in plain sight and say that. That's the case. Some say Patrick Henry was right, and others, you know, the Confederation went far enough. The Constitution, you know, created the opportunity for this mess. So, you know, that's fine. We could have that conversation. But I agree with John Adams when he wrote, all the perplexities, confusions, and distresses in America arise not from defects in their Constitution or Confederation, nor from want of honor or virtue, so much as from the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. It's not taught in school, and most people don't care. You know, I think that most people are. Jonah Goldberg wrote Happy Fascism. I think the other side of that is Happy Socialism. Seems most people in America are, you know, happy socialists these days. Well, as long as we're all equal and we all get it, we're equally impoverished, then. But if we get free health care, because that's a right, so. Got to have free health care. Universal health care so that you can get, you know, the biometric. You know, I was talking about that yesterday. Posted something on the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page, which I don't do probably, I don't know, maybe 6 times a year, maybe. Been doing it a few times lately, but, you know, this post that reads, it ain't new, but it's being pushed, and intent, this is what you get with your universal health care and your universal basic income and all those things, you know. It ain't new, but it's being pushed and intended to be coming to a Walmart healthcare provider near you. Among other fun facts, as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. recently pointed out, the Gates-funded report, this is the latest microneedle report, because as I pointed out further on, you know, this has been going on for a long time, and so. Well, let me just continue. The Gates-funded report boasts that the chip system will allow house-to-house compliance searches, to be conducted by government enforcement teams with minimal training, quote-unquote, and will open up new avenues for decentralized data storage and biosensing. So just a little stop there for a minute. I was asked, what biosensing, what is that? What does that mean? And this is a good opportunity because, well, let me come back to that. The MIT paper is titled Biocompatible Near-Infrared Quantum Dots Delivered to the Skin by Microneedle Patches to Record Vaccination. To record? What? Yeah, biosensing. We'll come back to that. Gates began funding implantable tracking chips and ratio biotechnology in 2011 with a grant to Transderm Inc. And remember, that was 2 years already after Verichip shares jumped, remember? Stock prices tripled on the announcement that Verichip had been granted two exclusive patents on similar technology. So who's investing in that stuff? The same people who, what was the headline? I got to find that headline. Johnson & Johnson. Hate to say I told you so, but Johnson & Johnson is such a great investment. I know. Tens of thousands of lawsuits, killing people. You know, I mean, as long as it makes a buck, right? It's all that matters in America anymore. And if we can offshore everything, the production of everything, then, hey, all the more bucks. Problem is, you know, life and things and economies tend to have, they have a tendency to find equilibrium in time. And so, you know, those, you know, the pirates who start those kinds of plunderous schemes usually make out like Skull and Bones bandits, but the rest, you know, in time, equilibrium catches up and not so much. So now, you know, what do we have? We have a mess. That's what we have. And, you know, if there's anything that makes that evident lately, it's the fact that everywhere you look, you know, America can't produce anything. But that's okay. Chuck Schumer to the rescue. We will nationalize the rest, you know, the remaining vestiges of manufacturing and production. We'll nationalize it because, you know, it's a pandemic. No, it's not. It's absolutely not a pandemic. You know, all of the data, that the real data, not this dummied up inflated stuff, the real studies clearly indicate it's absolutely not a pandemic. Yes, it is highly contagious, apparently, whatever it is, if it is anything. However, again, as that recent, you know, the seroprevalence in Santa Clara County study, that one in particular, as I said, 50 to 80 fold, they say, more infectious and thereby 5 times less lethal, because we still have the same pile of bodies that Bill Gates is so concerned about, that he just keeps making, by the way. So the 5% mortality rate becomes 0.0741%. So less than, what is that, 0.007%? And then, of course, if you drop that down by 88%, then what do you have? That, what you have is not, clearly not a pandemic. I mean, if that's a pandemic, then so is seasonal flu, because it's more lethal at that rate. And so there was, by the way, there was discussion with Dr. Mark on Fox News last night about mutations, this thing, what if it mutates, what if it really, and I wouldn't be surprised. You know, here's a scenario, kind of like the clip that we've played, compliments of a listener, thank you, Grace Macklin telling us, you know, 2 years, and then it mutated, after people had traveled outside the different geographic regions, and it mutated back to a more virulent strain. I think, well, I'll finish that thought when we come back, and we'll move on. Stick around. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here?
Just seeing what's happening, it's absolutely amazing. So quickly, just to conclude, and then we'll jump on the phones real quick here. This piece, biocompatible, I'll just finish this thought. Biocompatible near-infrared quantum dots deliver to the skin by micro needle patches to record vaccination. Gates began funding implantable tracking chips and ratio biotechnology in 2011 with a grant to Transderm Inc. So I included a link to a YouTube video. Actually, maybe we should play that. A short little video. National Institutes of Health. Dr. Roderick Pettigrew. It's astonishing. You know, I mean, looking at the panel of these people, you know, the hubris. It's, you know, it's not Harvard or Yale, but which Harvard or which Yale? Remember what C. Wright Mills said? And so we have that contingent vying for, I mean, they're just, it's like a drunken spree of piracy. Looting, raping, pillaging. One of the stories that I wanted to mention, I don't want to get too far afield, but you know, everyone, virtually without exception, is a white-collar criminal, unabashedly, in the on the task force, coronavirus task force periphery. And where's the story I'm looking for? There it is. CNN actually did a good job with the story, I would say. Let's see if it still remained intact overnight. Director of key federal vaccine agency says his departure was retaliation. I think we ought to play that clip too. Dr. Rick Bright had led BARDA, the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, since 2016. And so just skipping ahead to the soundbite, the operative soundbite, I believe this transfer was in response to my insistence that the government invest the billions of dollars allocated by Congress to address the COVID-19 pandemic into safe and scientifically vetted solutions and not in drugs, vaccines, and other technologies that lack scientific merit. So Dr. Rick Bright has been a fly in the ointment, and that's still sort of a point of controversy, and we'll see what happens. But I, you know, I hope that he's one of the good guys. He's looking out for, he's actually doing what he should be doing in his position as a, you know, public servant. As opposed to these people who are decades-old veterans of looting the public coffers and, you know, some private coffers too, stealing and, you know, money laundering while they kill thousands of people, maybe more. It's an acceptable risk, though, so. And it's right out in plain sight. And these people now they're behind the podium of the president. They're at the top level of the food chain in the Oval Office. They're top of the heap right now. And they've been looting and pillaging for so long. Now, I mean, they're just hardened to it seems, and pushing for it right out in plain view because, hey, if they didn't stop us before, I mean, if we're not in prison now, what are they going to do about it? They're not going to do anything. We've got the president here. Congress is hamstrung, you know? Unbelievable. Stick around. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
To play that piece that Tucker Carlson did on the colleges, the universities, Ivy League institutions with multi-billion dollar endowments that are taking, you know, whatever you want to call it. That was a brilliant bit. You know, I mentioned Harvard yesterday because it obviously emblematic of what's going on, but he went I think all the way, and it's true. That's another extortion wing in this cabal, and you know, we shouldn't leave guys like Bill Barr and Mike Pompeo out, who aren't necessarily out stealing, but they're definitely running roughshod over the country and right out of plain view with hubris. You know, I was a CIA director. We lied. We cheated. We had an entire training courses on. I'm sure I wouldn't be surprised if he throws his hat into the ring for president for the race. Anyway, so a couple of things real fast to finish this point. Biosensing. So there's this link. Researchers developed microneedle patch for flu vaccination. That was actually a piece from the National Institutes of Health, featuring Dr. Roderick Pettigrew, Director, National Institute of Biomedical Imaging and Bioengineering. Bioengineering. You know, it's the new kinder, gentler eugenics. Researchers developed microneedle patch for flu vaccination. That was back in March of last year. And there were some other fun things that I included in there, including NIH publication. Researchers developed microneedle patch for flu vaccination, storing medical information below the skin surface, the MIT, you know, and the actual report that Bobby Kennedy Jr. referred to, biocompatible near-infrared quantum dots, et cetera, et cetera. But the point, biosensing in 2011, you know, Gates began funding, and I always mention the Verichip story, you know, that Verichip story in 2009 to me was emblematic. Yeah, Verichip putting out a white paper literally a week after White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says there's no issue. But Verichip says there's an issue. It's the same thing that we're experiencing now, only this is on a whole different level. And then they, you know, Verichip was bragging, hey, we have a chip for that. We can detect H1N1. How did you do that so fast? In a week? Really? And then a few months later in September, another announcement. Too soon? Oh, sorry. Actually, no, that's, I apologize. That was the Reuters story. September 21, Verichip shares jump after H1N1 patent license win. With, you know, two patents which will help it develop implantable virus detection systems in humans. And that was 2009. That was September. How long does it take to go through the patent process, by the way? And get two exclusive patents. So further on in the story, you know, it mentions Verichip said in a white paper, you know, they had identified, they had created a chip to do this. They said in a white paper published May 7th, 2009. Is that fast? Kind of like these guys developing vaccines in real time. You know, Dr. Paul Stoffels, chief scientific officer for Johnson & Johnson. When did China release, Billheimer asks? When did you guys get that genetic sequencing? Earlier in January, not so much later, when or because. It's the same thing. These guys are doing this stuff in real time, but I'm sure that, you know, if they're which is the point I'm coming to, and I'm not talking, you know, last fall. So you go back to the Verichip timeline, and then of course November of 2009 Verichip acquired Steel Vault, merged the two, and created Positive ID. And that was before this story of Bill Gates investing in transderm and implantable tracking chips. And the point is, going back to 2006, I will never forget Jim Lewis, cybersecurity expert, saying, this grain of rice stuff is just something for you to say no to. They had already developed something that they intended to roll out, but the grain of rice was just something to say no to. So now we come back to biosensing. And that was 2006 when he said that. That PowerPoint presentation that I still need to dig up. Biosensing. I was asked, what is biosensing? Well, the short answer, I you know, when you start talking about CRISPR technology and stuff, this is all, you know, desensitizing people to the horrifying prospects that are knocking on our door. You know, listen to what this says. a chip system that will allow house-to-house compliance searches to be conducted by government enforcement teams with minimal training will open up new avenues for decentralized data storage and biosensing. So what is biosensing? Well, here's what it is. Your body runs on electrical impulses, electrical signals. We've talked about the 5G thing and how heavy metals help you become your own little beacon, your own little RFID beacon. So what this technology does is essentially, you know, you keep hearing Bill Gates saying the RNA, you know, Moderna and a couple of others. I still think Inovio is going to be the pick because of, you know, they talk about how this works similar to if you are, why do I always forget? My brain just doesn't want me to. Diabetic, if you're diabetic. Works similar to that, you know, what diabetic folks have to deal with. So this technology, you know, you think CRISPR with vaccines, basically. The RNA vaccine will essentially splice your DNA and add itself to your chain. And it will be like a little beacon. It won't be a grain of rice that's injected into your, you know, between your thumb and forefinger. It will be a little, you know, smaller grain of rice that injects itself into your DNA strand. And then your whole body becomes a beacon, essentially. You become a giant RFID transponder. So that's pretty much what biosensing is in a nutshell, which I don't know about you, but that sounds terrifying to me. Imagine trying to cut that out of your anything, you know, ain't going to happen. So that's fun. This ain't your, you know, this ain't John Adams' America. This ain't Thomas Jefferson's America. And I am dumbfounded. You know, baseball, the virtual draft, the virtual NFL draft, Ramadan, no offense, Muslims, no offense, really, but America has a particularly Christian heritage, and I'm not going to say Judeo-Christian. Not to besmirch the Old Testament. Everything's a point of controversy. I'm sure somebody wants to argue about that too. Well, there is the, yeah, but even Thomas Jefferson, you know, as is enshrined on the Jefferson Memorial, said, God who gave us life, gave us liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed a conviction that these liberties are the gift of God? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever. Commerce between master and slave is despotism. Nothing is more certainly written in the book of fate than that these people are to be free, establish a law for education, for educating the common people and not charter schools, by the way. And not, not a Google Chromebook in every hand or a Microsoft Surface. Not that. I mean, I hope it wasn't the Platonic concept that he was talking about. I would like to think not. This, it is the business of the state and on a general plan. That's what Jefferson said. So anyway, I don't know. I think that's, you know, what the safeguarding of the general welfare was all about. But like I said, I'm sure everything is a point of contention with people these days, it seems. To the phones, Dave in Wisconsin. David in Wisconsin, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Chris, I want to acknowledge everything you're saying there and mention again, too. Eustace Mullins, those videos haven't been taken down yet and censored off the internet and all that, but he wrote a book, and there are presentations he gave called Murder by
Not
Injection.
Sure which and then... videos you're talking about, but I've seen a few that have been, you know, the Zionist and the Nazi stuff in particular. You know, when he starts talking about who's who, that stuff seems to go away frequently.
Yeah, and then about the Federal Reserve also, but taking issue about the third hour yesterday, I got something I want to take issue about. And I really don't like to do this because it's third party. It's somebody that calls in, and, you know, people, they make mistakes, and then there are falsehoods that will be repeated, and then there are exaggerations and mockingbird style things like that, and mind control stuff, and all this stuff's going on at the same time. But then there are also agents, provocateurs, and lies, and we don't know each other. We all call in and everything, but you had a caller during the third hour yesterday. And I'm a farmer. I'm not a biological scientist or nothing like that, but I know about raising beef cattle. And this caller, his name was Tom from Utah, and I encourage Tom, if he's listening now, and everybody else for that matter that cares about causing falsehoods, whether they're mistakes or on purpose or anywhere in between, he made this comment in these exact words, because I re-listened to it and took these words down. It takes 800 pounds of silage to produce 1 pound of beef. And that is an extraordinary exaggeration or a mistake or a falsehood. And so that can be easily researched in terms of every, there are so many different agricultural agencies, both inside and outside the government, that try to analyze and get to the, literally to the last penny, how much it costs to produce a pound of beef. And on the extreme side of it, it's 40 pounds to 1 pound in terms of the ratio, and usually more like 3.5 to 4 pounds, right in there to 1 pound. So, but there are all kinds of different factors, like if it's factored that, like the extreme argument against the extreme argument that it does take a huge amount, like 800 pounds, would mean that every blade of grass that a cow eats while it's grazing, etc., could be all factored together, and it still wouldn't reach that figure. But nevertheless, that's worth. I encourage Tom especially to take a second look at that, and then he should call you back and have a subsequent discussion with you about it after he discovers the truth about it from a farmer's point of view. And then as I listened through what that the way that exchange went, you quoted right from the scriptures, and he began talking over you, which really was, I thought, imprudent, and at least acknowledging what you had read right from the scriptures, because he started the exchange with you when you first took his call, as presenting that, in his opinion, there were probably no moral and decent and good people, and especially no Christians, etc. I'm paraphrasing now, but it was very condescending toward literally everyone, apparently, other than vegans, or vegans, I'm not sure how it's pronounced. And further than that, the inquiry into how much silage it takes to produce a pound of beef, there's an underlying factor here, because he was relying on claiming the kingship of Christ, essentially, in his discussion. He was saying, well, if there are no Christians, or if there are, so he was invoking Christianity or the kingship of Christ. Now, in that, there, and then he went toward that the expression that it was egregious that people were that ate meat that were not all vegans. Now, that criticism traces back to an adversary of the Christian message, and his name. May I hold over and try to finish this expression here?
Sure. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns.
He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Yeah!
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour already of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. I don't want to belabor this point too much, but, you know, my position is, like I said yesterday, it's a Romans 14 issue. Each man must be fully convinced in his own mind, which isn't just biblical to me. It's also patently American, as I understand it. You know, hey, I respect your position. I have a different position. And, you know, we ought to be able to, we got to be able to live with that. And that way we don't have to try to legislate or mandate anything that, you know, again, that's, you know, something that Romans 14, I think, addresses very, very, very well.
And I respect Tom's opinion very highly. It's just that it's lacking in certain areas. For example, there is such a thing called green sickness. It's called porphyria. And it is as a result of people that listen to his admonitions and then make the encouragement to become a vegan without knowing what they're doing, because there's certain nutrition that is essential for good health, and he doesn't really get to the point of talking about that, and that's very important in this. But anyway, the word porphyria goes back to a third century Neoplatonic Greek pagan philosopher named Porphyry, and it's really instructive to look at the Wikipedia website of this man, and he wrote a book called Adversus Christianus, and that's translated Against the Christians. So it's at times it's really important to, as you say so well, to use definitions to know what you're talking about and to know the source of the different religions, because this man was against the Christians, and he was defending the philosophies of the ancient pagan Greek philosophers that promoted the gifts and the attributes of all of these small g gods. And that's all, in my opinion, very important in terms of remedy from the confusion that seems to be growing instead of diminishing as a result of not enough of these definitions. I do have one other subject matter I'd like to raise that is more,
We need to pick up the pace. We got calls stacking up, and I can feel Mr. Stad Miller crawling out of his skin at this point.
Right.
Second hour coming up. Stick around, folks.
Later.
We'll be right back.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show, Red Pill Hardcore, hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.